Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome back to another episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. On this episode, we talk about Jonathan Majors. We talk about Deion. Are they for real? The Colorado Buffaloes continue to win going into Oregon next week. We talk about white people using black slang and many more. Here we go.
Did y'all watch the game last night?
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm glad that nigga won, man. Boy, that
man.
Shit.
That was for the whole black community at the end.
At what cost, though, bro? At what cost, bro?
Niggas lost Travis Hunter.
Oh yeah, I mean that.
Yo, that was nutty.
Hey, why them niggas was playing like the prisoner guards on Longest Yard? Yeah. Them niggas was dirt, bro. Colorado State, after all that shit he was talking, bro, them niggas was dirty, yeah. Nigga. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it was a pile up and niggas was socking niggas up under the shit, bro. That's how dirty them niggas was playing.
I felt like they could do it like a young 30 for 30 just on surrounded on that game. Like everything that just came about from that game. And we would definitely find out some bounties or some shit. No, right. Not bounties, but whatever the fuck. Incentive.
Definitely with some boosters calling niggas like, hey, if y'all get them out of here, we'll, you know what I'm saying? But I think the fact that they won that game, like, I don't know how much more they really got to do, especially because Travis Hunter is hurt and they playing two, like, you know, schools that people think they're going to lose to the next couple of weeks. Like, I think that was the accomplishment that they needed, like, to kind of complete the 30 for 30 arc, so to speak. It's like, once y'all get that off, you know.
Can I give y'all a confession?
What?
Let me give y'all a confession, you know. I watched that game yesterday, and even though Colorado won that game, I walked away from that game.
I'm not really lose a couple of bets.
Yeah, look, probably that I'm a little more worried about the outcome. I'm gonna just say this. I'm gonna say this, bro. I'm gonna say this. Pause, niggas in Colorado State looked bigger and faster. Than Colorado. I mean, outside of the niggas he brought with him, the motherfuckers that was there already looked slower and faster and slower and smaller than everyone out there. And when they play these,
I mean, when they play USC,
they play Oregon next week.
They're not gonna have Travis, so it's really gonna be
Listen, even if that nigga was there, I'm telling you right now.
I would still believe, bro.
The way Colorado State kept running the same play over and over and over, the crossing route, they must have ran that play 30 times in the game. And I was like, who's the defensive coordinator for this Colorado team? Like, come on, man.
Like, the nigga who was talking all that shit in the huddle, talking about when they disrespect our coach. You know what I mean? Nigga, I try to hear all that. Because, Jerry, I'm telling you, again, I drank the Kool-Aid on TCU for sure. Last two, Nebraska, Colorado State. Because I thought they was going to blast Colorado State. I thought them niggas was going to get them niggas.
Oh, they were 28 and a half point favorites.
Nigga, I thought, and then I'm like, 14.
It was 24. It was 24 points.
It was 28 and a half on Thursday. I want to say on Thursday.
That's Vegas just trying to get all the Negroes that want to bet to take that.
I get it. No, because again, when you hear it out loud, Colorado State, what have they done? Honestly, like for them to even get that off, right? And I'm like, cool. The big test is Oregon. These niggas gonna blast them. Travis Hunter gets rest, etc. Call it a day. We gonna beat them by 100. Them niggas was in a dogfight, whether he was there or not, right?
Dog, they needed that.
It was a rivalry game, though. Also, at the same.
How many rivalry games these niggas gonna have?
That's a real rivalry game.
But it's a real. I mean, that's your in-state rival.
But nobody from Oregon is gonna say anything.
Like, Nebraska is their rivalry too. But this is the thing.
But it's just that happens in sports, bro. You
know that. Are class acts, first of all. Them niggas is not about to say nothing to them. Them niggas gonna show up and they gonna bump, regardless if them niggas came in 4-0 or whatever. They gonna bump. And I was curious to watch the game against Oregon as a heat check preview? to be like, you know what I mean? Because I would have probably flew out for the SC game. I ain't gonna lie to you. Now, though, Hunter, I'm gonna watch that shit comfortably on my couch with my zip up. My little coach's polo on and chill. You know what I'm saying? But Caleb Williams, them niggas mad because Colorado getting all the press. Jason, what are we hearing about USC? Everybody LA kind of flipped, right? They all pro Colorado, correct?
I mean, I think the niggas just in general. I don't think it's no LA.
Why do you say it like that? The niggas.
I mean, you get it.
But you know what I'm saying, Trey? I don't think that's no LA particular situation. And the people
y'all love go, SC like that there in LA like that, like the hood.
Bro,
yeah.
That's the school I wanted to go to, bro.
I knew some did,
but like I didn't realize it was like
hot. That's like niggas okay. telling nigga like, oh, you ain't really like Jordan like that. Like nigga Reggie Bush. Right. Matt Leiner, Mike Williams.
Also,
Mike Williams passed away too, man. Rest in peace, bro.
Rest in peace. Also, yep. Jerv, remember USC stands for University of Cebu, California.
South Central.
It's South Central. University of South Central. It is right in the hood. Nigga, yep.
Jerv, I cannot explain to you how in the hood this shit is, man. I went to, what did I go to SC for? I went to, Arash Markazi was teaching a class down there, and he was like, oh, can you come to? I was like, cool. And you know, it's just like the Chappelle bit, like gun store, liquor store. Nigga, where are you taking me? As I'm looking around and shit, man, like literally, this is the campus, this is the street, this is the hood, this is fucking menace society.
So students just be living in the hood and shit.
The campus is nice. It's very nice. So Jerv, just to give you an example of how close it is to the hood, it's literally 2 blocks away from MLK Boulevard. So if you know where MLK Boulevard is, in any hood,
there you go. You don't need to know anything. It's called MLK Boulevard. Yeah. Just,
exactly.
Anyway, my niggas not getting talked about enough.
The campus, Jerv, it has super security at 24 hours. Like, so they got like the fraternity row, sorority row, but you know, USC is very white. Like most of the college is very white. So they got it's security guards literally there 24/7 on the fraternity and sorority row. So like them white kids is not getting no type of interaction. Like niggas know. It's like
niggas don't fuck with white people in LA, bro.
Yeah, man.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, but even like
that's a death sentence, bro. You're not shooting at no white person, none of that shit. That shit out. They good. It'd be a nigga like us going to the store real quick.
Hey, but Trey, that's the funniest shit because like I be like interacting, you know, you interact with white people, especially in LA and shit, and they be so scared to go to the hood or like go anywhere close if it's not USC. And I be like, y'all don't understand. Niggas do not fuck with y'all. Yeah. Like niggas will not touch y'all. Niggas will not come after y'all.
They
like
got immunity.
Could you imagine an accidental death from a drive-by on white? What? Nigga, them niggas getting hung, nigga. Yeah, bro.
Damn.
On me. Niggas would throw a book at them niggas, bro.
This nigga said they're getting hung?
It wouldn't be no trial, my nigga. Like,
bro, dude, you're good. Nigga, you'd be like, nigga, he just got arrested yesterday. They already got a verdict. They got a verdict, bro. Niggas is not fucking with them. Niggas not killing nobody like that, bro.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum-sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order. Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass-on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodle's just like,
yeah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance.
But listen, all I'm going to say before you take, you know, you start me, my team getting overlooked. They balling. Shout out to Coach Prime and them. SC, nigga.
Oh,
so that's what this whole thing was.
Okay. Jerv, I can't say my team.
This was
now.
The segue to. That's the. Bro, listen, my
Jerv, dude, you think
whenever Jerv, you say Jerv, my team, it just sounds real funny coming from you.
I'm passionate about SC though. I ain't really passionate about most teams. I'm passionate about SC because my thing about SC is if they lose once, I'm through fucking with them because it's bowl or nothing. It's bowl or nothing.
You, oh, yeah, that's
his one loss passionate. Oh, y'all.
Like, you sound like Yankees fans. Are you a Yankees fan?
No, I am. You know that, Jerv. Come on, bro. You know that though.
He's a king because, of the front runners. Nah,
oh my god, nigga can't even be a.
Nah, you got SC, bro. No, yeah. That's
he wanted to say it.
Yeah, he's a.
No,
come on, I'm not.
I'm not.
Be a front runner.
I'm not, bro.
Now I can't be a front runner. Shit, you guys are unbelievable.
In the words of Sean Little, unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Fucking unbelievable, man.
But
brother.
So I was telling y'all to read the thread that Martellus wrote, but I'm going to just ask y'all a question. Cause,
thank you.
You know, all the shit that he said. Yeah.
He said a lot.
I read it.
No, I skimmed it. And that shit was long, Jason. That's why I'm long, like.
That shit wasn't no five tweets either, my nigga. You know what that was? That was big cap by you, brother. That shit was not five tweets. That shit was big cap.
All right, look. The question is, do y'all think that
a 5-minute read?
Yeah.
Do y'all think that Deion should be the logo for the NFL? And if not, who
that's
should
like
be the
niggas
logo?
Saying Kobe should be the NBA logo. Quit playing, nigga, man. No.
But that would be a hard logo, though. The high step, the little, you know what I'm saying?
It don't need to be.
No, I'm gonna tell you what. No, and here's why. Cause that ain't the NFL, man.
Right.
That ain't the NFL. That was one nigga who played and was incredible and entertaining. But like, by and large, like, no one doing this right here,
but
swinging
also,
the ball
Jason,
back.
But also, Jason, you think about it. Who's the most noticeable niggas in NFL? What position?
The quarterback.
Bro, they is gonna make the
only one. There's only one Deion, bro.
No,
Deion. Like, you know what's crazy shit about it? Deion is probably by far, if not outside of Bo Jackson. One of the greatest after Jim Thorpe. I don't know. He like Will Chamberlain to me, though. I don't speak on them niggas like that because I ain't never seen them niggas in my life. But Bo Jackson and Deion, easily every nigga in the 90s wanted to be like that nigga. Straight up. Like, no testing that. But when you think about the NFL, this nigga never had a home team. He never had a contract over 1 year. Like, he bounced. He won everywhere he played, though, which was hard. You know what I'm saying? On a LeBron standpoint where niggas like, all right, I'm going to go here and win one. I'm going to win one. Except he didn't win in Baltimore and Washington, right? But respectfully, that nigga one of the greatest athletes we ever seen in our life.
Excuse me. And Atlanta, too, by the way. Yeah, Atlanta. He literally went in two spots. But yeah. Pro Deion, I'm not a Deion fan of the NFL player because he was all, you know what I mean? But like, so like, I will point out the flaws in said career when the said career is mentioned. I'm sorry.
But to call a nigga the face of that white ass league, right?
No, hell no.
Well, it's not even that. I'm going to tell you that. It's like,
it would be Tom Brady. League.
It's not even that. You guys are missing the major thing, which is the NFL logo doesn't have any silhouette in it.
You don't have no player, yeah.
Because it's about the shield. Them niggas are not about.
Y'all niggas is replaceable.
Promoting. And exactly. Yeah, so not even Tom Brady, not the whitest, winningest, quarterbackingest motherfucker. Like,
think
not even
the,
he could
the
be.
The arrogance of the NBA to have one nigga.
Right, but I guess
baseball
my question.
Baseball too.
Right. Who is that nigga?
Right, but I guess my overall question is like, what would your choice be for the best image, or I guess the most memorable image from the NFL, like as a player? You know what I'm saying? Because I do like Deion's high step movement. I mean,
not really much.
I like Marshawn grabbing his nuts as he's falling into the end zone.
I mean,
I think that's an incredible image. But I don't know. Do y'all have like a moment in the NFL, like Randy Moss mossing somebody or some whatever, moment that just like, or
also,
OBJ,
I just found out
OBJ's who, catch, like that'd be
randomly. I just
logo.
Found out who the actual MLB logo is.
Who is it?
Who is it?
Harmon Killebrew.
Oh, there needs to be a rapper with that name, man.
He's a
Harmon Killebrew.
I'm the Harmon Killebrew of this shit.
1969 season. He played in the 1969 season.
That's he played nice. One season.
Nah, I mean that's when they did the logo. Yeah, the image.
Got you.
That's dope. Shout out to Harmon Killebrew. I'm surprised wasn't like.
But baseball is so unwritten that they would never say this shit out loud. Like niggas would be like, hell.
Oh no, because then they would owe
his family some rules.
The same way the NBA tells you that's not Jerry West. Fuck Jerry West.
Jerry West don't even like to say that shit. But yeah, man, I don't know.
According to winning time.
If I had to choose one though, I think OBJ stretch shit would be hard. I think the Marshawn Lynch grabbing his, you know, joint against Arizona, that would be tough. But again, that's nigga shit. You
gotta
think about
that. Yeah. No,
you can't represent the sport.
Tom Brady moment.
T.O. You gotta have
the star.
Oh, that would be dope. T.O. That would actually count.
And on that note, for Big Jerv, Jason Madison, Amin, this has been a Black Opinions Matter. Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. Network. See y'all next week.